You know, it's just great to be back out there. I've been, you know, working my ass off each and every day since surgery. So it's great that the doctors, you know, cleared me to go out and start practicing and doing everything. I did a little bit more today at practice than I did yesterday. You know, it's just more importantly, I'm just having fun, just going out there, having a lot of energy. You know, I played, you know, multiple positions on the offensive line today, just getting reps, you know, getting back used to things. And I played scout team and had some fun against the defense today. So, you know, I'm just going out there and, you know, trying to push myself, you know, each and every day to push myself further and, you know, just working my ass off, just trying to get back as soon as possible. And, you know, as long as I keep making the progress that I'm making and, you know, feeling good and the doctors clear me to go on Sunday, you know, we'll see what happens. But as of right now, you know, it's like I said, it's only been the second day. You know, I'm going to go out there again tomorrow and, you know, go give it my best shot to see if I can be out there on Sunday and then help this football team go and compete and hopefully beat the Chiefs. And that's, I mean, that's the only way I can approach this thing is each day and take each day in stride like I have been. And that's the way I can approach this thing. And more importantly, I'm just, like I said, I'm just happy to be back. I'm excited to be fighting with my teammates, working and competing out there in practice and, you know, bringing whatever I can to the table to help our football team win.
David, what is the biggest hurdle? Is it being sharp in your play again, or is it learning how to use the apparatus?
I think it's just getting, you know, figure I haven't punched anybody or hit anybody in 5 weeks, so I think it's just getting back to, you know, being out there and playing. In regards to, you know, the technique and my conditioning, I felt great these last 2 days. You know, I've been able to train and condition, so, you know, going out there and practice, I wasn't winded at all. It's not anything like that. It's just, you know, more getting my technique and getting my fundamentals down, you know, getting used to stepping, but more importantly, it's just getting used to using my hands, something, and punching and getting, you know, comfortable with it, which I haven't, you know, done in 5 weeks. So to sit here and say, you know, I'm ready to go on Sunday when it's only been, you know, the second day, I can't say that, you know, but the one thing I can say is that, you know, I went out there, like I said, I pushed myself harder today than I did yesterday. You know, I'm making improvements and making strides each and every day, and I mean, I can't ask for anything more than that. You know, the trainers have been great. I've been working extremely hard in the weight room to keep my strength and, you know, my conditioning, everything. So I feel great. It's now just making sure getting all those things together so that when I go out there and they let me go, I'm ready to go full speed.
What hurdles do you have to get over for them to let you go Sunday?
Well, I mean, there's obviously tests, you know, strength tests and stuff with that with my thumb that I got to pass. And, you know, most importantly, they just, you know, they know how I am. They want to make sure that I'm out there and that I'm, you know, 100% healthy. Otherwise, it'd be me out there just throwing myself out there like I normally would and, you know, just wanted to be out there and competing with my teammates. And that's the most important thing is, you know, that's important to me. It's tough, you know, sitting back and watching, and that's something that I'll never get used to. And most importantly, like I said, I just want to go out there and fight and be with my guys.
David, are you right on the schedule you would have been on, or are you pushing this a little bit? Because
I'm right on schedules of what they said. They initially said 6 weeks, which is this week. But most importantly, like I want to push myself. I want to get myself back as fast as possible. But also, you know, they know how I am, and they're just trying to be smart with me and making sure that I'm making the right decision. You know.
You talked about this being hard to watch. I mean,
yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's tough. It's tough losing. It's tough watching when you're losing. Let alone, you know, when you're out there and you know, that's the thing you miss is you miss fighting, you miss competing, and you miss being out there with your guys. And that's the most important thing. For me, can I sit here and pinpoint and say, oh, well, they need to work on this? No, because I'm not a hypocrite. I haven't been out there. I haven't been playing with them. All I can do is, you know, like I have been watching film, helping them break down things as much as I can, helping guys with technique out on the football field. And until I'm out there on the field fighting with those guys, they're not going to get me to head stand their marks. I'm not a hypocrite. I can't do that.
Are you confident that the way they wrap it up, there's no threat of anything else happening?
That's the thing, is that, you know, I'm continuing to find ways to wrap it better to make sure it's right. And, you know, each and every day I'm trying to add stuff to it to make sure it fits and does everything. And that's the thing, is, like I said, it's, you know, today was better than yesterday. And that's all I can ask, is each and every day continue to push myself, do a little bit more, and as long as I'm making this progress, that's all I can ask.
So you don't know what Alex can do. You don't know the finished product yet.
No.
Yeah. Bottom line is the doctors have the final say.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it always has been around here. They're the ones that clear you to go, and, you know, like I said, you know, if it was me and it was up to me, I probably would have tried being back 2 weeks, but that's probably not the smartest thing considering, you know, coming off of surgery. But like I said, they've been doing a great job of pushing me. I've been doing my therapy. I've been doing everything. They've been each and every day. They've been letting me to do more out there at practice. And like I said, as long as I keep making the strides I'm making, you know, regardless of, possibly you can only hope that it's this week. But if it's not, then I know that, you know, I'll continue to push myself and make even more progress next week.
Have you been able to use the right hand the same way you did prior to surgery?
I mean, like I said, it's my second day. So am I throwing my hand with a reckless abandon? No. You know, I mean, that's, you know that answer before you asked it. So.